Welcome to Steam Hot Dog, episode 1. I'm Jim, and this is special guest April.
Hi.
And we're here to talk to ourselves on a train.
Or to each other.
I suppose.
I mean...
I think it would be better if we each had...
Separate conversations
to ourselves.
Okay. I can talk about plants.
Okay.
Redwood trees.
We're on a steam train.
At Tilden Park.
Yeah, give it away. People are going to come... They know where I live now.
Oh, man.
They'll come to my house.
You don't live at Tilden Park.
You're going to give it away.
Well, maybe you do.
So far, this train has been very small. It's really more like a roller coaster that's not very exciting than a train. But it's apparently actually steam-powered, so that's kind of cool. Hopefully that's coming across in the recording. So, we're going by some plants. Here's one.
Oh, there's a bunch of soap plants.
Soap? Do you wash yourself with it?
No, but the Native Americans would use it in traditional
soap
stuff.
Rituals?
I'm not sure exactly, but I've heard that a lot.
Huh.
From naturalists and cultural resource analysts that
Sounds
I know.
Sounds like the sort of thing that naturalists would say.
Oh, there's some sweet pea. That's non-native.
All right. You know what?
Look at all that sweet
pea. I bet the wind noise on this audio track is super loud.
It probably is.
Oh, that's so good. This is going to be the best episode of Steam Hot Dog.
I'm really tempted to touch the little paddles that are beside the rails.
Those are right within arm's reach.
They really beg for punching.
I just so want to reach out and slap them as I go by. There are a lot of things I feel that way about.
Puppies?
For example. Small children.
Yeah. Oh man, so tempting.
Butts?
Boobs.
Uh-huh. So what's up with these trees that look like ladders?
These are redwood trees and bay trees.
They're Native American ladder trees.
No, those are called branches.
Oh. Oh.
They can be used as a ladder, though.
Oh, I'll have to try that later.
Those are some good train sounds. It's like chug-a-lugging.
Yeah, let's see whether the train sounds are louder than the wind sounds.
Imagine that this is going to be wind hot dog more than steam hot dog.
Well, I may have to rename it. I need a wind guard for my earbud headset. There we go. Just hold your hand right there and then...
That's what all the boys say to me.
I'm going through a tunnel.
You gotta hold your breath.
Wait, why?
It's the thing that you do when you go through tunnels. And you made a wish at the end.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, wow. Well, now your wishes will never come true.
That was already true.
Oh.
Wait, so what if you're the driver? Then you probably shouldn't hold your breath.
That just makes it more exciting.
It's for everybody in the car.
Exactly.
And everybody in the cars around you.
Yeah.
If only they knew.
Well, that's driving in general, you know? Yeah.
If only they knew you just held your breath all the time.
If only they knew that people everywhere are just thinking, I could just drive into head-on traffic right now and no one could stop me.
Yeah.
But nobody really does that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just this grand social experiment in trust.
Yep.
There's also some ponderosa pines.
I'm just noticing
Monterey pines.
The branches above the engine car are being pushed up by the force of the engine.
That's how you know it's really steam.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at that.
That's pretty cool.
It kind of looks like a ghost.
This is a great thing for an audio podcast. I wonder if I can record video while recording audio.
Yes, it's called recording a video.
Well.
Just FYI.
Oh, okay. Vaudio.
We are in a lot of this lady's pictures of her son.
That's acceptable to me.
Okay.
I can just be part of that kid's life growing up.
Yeah. Who's the steam hot dog man?
I thought that was me.
Exactly, but he's gonna wonder that forever.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Forever.
Because he never heard my name. And then he'll stumble on an episode of Steam Hot Dog and realize, here's that guy that I have all these weird photos of.
There's some sticky monkey flour and some French broom.
French broom?
It is non-native.
Is it French?
It is. People plant it in their yards, but it's horrible.
What?
Horrible plant.
Is the one around here just called broom?
No, there's also Scotch broom.
Okay.
But we mostly have French here.
Okay.
We don't like the Scots.
It's the Scotch, we call them.
But we just did a big circle.
Oh, weird. Wait, you're telling me this railroad goes in a loop?
Yes.
I thought we were going to a place.
We're always in a place.
Oh, good point.
We're always going somewhere.
It's a good point. This is the fun part about going in a loop and ending up where you were is you've done zero work mathematically.
Well, we have done zero work besides breathing, you know, and pumping our blood.
Right. But so is the train. So they've been burning all this coal, presumably. Unless it's an electric steam train.
No, it's not an electric steam train. I imagine it's coal. It could be wood, but that seems not very sustainable.
I don't know. We're in a forest.
We're in a park.
It looks like a forest to me.
Right. But typically you don't do clear cutting to power miniature steam trains in a park.
Well, why are we...
It's not very sustainable.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying clear... I just, you know, want a couple trees here and there every day. No one said anything about clear cutting.
It's not sustainable.
Hey, how fast the trees
go? There's a turkey!
Whoa. A turkey, I
see it. Some wildlife.
Oh, man. Podcast listeners, if you had video on this episode of Steam Hot Dog, you would have just seen a turkey. Turkey.
Forgot to hold your breath and make a wish again, didn't you?
Shit.
I'm really bad at this.
Oh, I wish I could remember next time.
I'm not paying for this again.
Oh. I'll have to go alone. Record episode 2 of Steam Hot Dog all by myself.
But how will you get here?
I'm just going to go in a loop again. I just stay on the train.
Just petulantly refuse to get off.
That's right.
No.
Did he punch the tickets?
Indeed.
How do they know? Okay. Maybe I could patch the hole with part of the other ticket.
Just it's almost flesh colored, so just put your finger underneath
there you
it
go.
And then maybe
he'll punch a hole with my finger. But it'll be worth it because I'll save $5.
That's right. $3.
Well,
because you're going by yourself.
Okay, now it's not worth it anymore.
Look at the trees dance.
They sure are. It reminds me of that scene in Ghost where Vincent Schiavelli is like whacking people's grocery bags out of their hands on the train.
The only scenes in Ghost that I remember involve the pottery wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And also the awkward kiss between Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Was that ever on screen? Like, I remember them swapping in Demi Moore.
I feel like... Oh, yeah. Well, it's definitely more interesting in my memory as Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze.
Well, yeah, because that was That was back when interracial kisses were illegal.
Plus, Whoopi Goldberg is just hot. I would kiss her.
Uh-huh.
Right on the mouth.
Uh-huh.
And Patrick Swayze, but he's dead, so that might be awkward now.
He's dead?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He died from some sort of, like, cancer thing. Pancreatic cancer, I think.
That's not a good kind of cancer.
Yeah.
You should have had the good kind of cancer instead.
Yeah, the happy cancer that makes you glad you're dying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cancer of the pleasure center.
Endless orgasms as you die.
Yeah, yeah. I think I saw that porno once.
Was Patrick Swayze starring in it?
He kind of looked like Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, the Neanderthal brow.
Uh-huh. He was a good dancer. Ah, and that's the end of this episode of Train Hot Dog. I mean, Steam Hot Dog.
Steamed train hot dog.
Wait, no, there's more, because I thought we're coming back into the station, but apparently they have to do a loop around to really get back to the station.
So we can really have a zero sum.
That's right. Oh, there's another fake train loop down there.
I feel like we're speeding up.
I think that might just be the curve.
Oh.
You can feel more acceleration. That's my guess, anyway.
Is that physics?
Yeah.
The physics of train wheels are interesting.
Yeah?
They are curved so that they can actually turn on rails so that one side can, like...
Roll faster than the other. Yeah,
yeah,
like car wheels have to be able to do that, too.
Right, right. I watched a YouTube video on it once.
Wow.
I felt really enlightened afterwards.
Yeah, you probably know more about it than me then.
I could probably run this place now.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. You'd be a great train conductor. Okay, that's the end of this episode of Steam Hot Dog. Hey, I got it right that time.
You did. Congratulations.
So, I'll see you guys next week, but next week is going to be another train hot dog because I'm not doing this again. All right, bye-bye.
Not doing this train. Fuck this steam train.